I'm Alex Keefe, and you're listening to VPR News. U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy says if Congress does not act to reform the controversial EB-5 foreign investment program, he will push to shut it down. The Democrats' comments come after developers behind several major projects in the Northeast Kingdom were charged with misappropriating and outright looting millions of dollars raised from foreign investors. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Leahy said he was surprised at the news that federal officials charged that Northeast Kingdom developers Bill Stanger and Ariel Quiros were involved in a, quote, Ponzi-like scheme. Leahy has long been a supporter of the EB-5 program, which was designed to facilitate foreign investment in economically depressed regions of the U.S. Now, he's worried about what the loss of those foreign investments will do to the already economically troubled Northeast Kingdom.
Men and women who are getting good-paying jobs in construction, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, I worry about them. I'm far more concerned about them than anybody else in here. Because they had a hope for jobs. It's not the easiest place to get jobs.
And the state's data bears that out. According to unemployment data released Friday by the state of Vermont, the labor market in the Newport area has the highest unemployment rate in the state at 6.9%. Leahy said he still thinks EB-5 can be a boon for economic development where it's needed most, and he said state oversight was instrumental in catching the alleged fraud.
We have been doing, it's my understanding, a great deal in checking into this, and probably this might not have been uncovered in other states where they haven't.
Leahy and Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa have been pushing legislation that Leahy says would enhance oversight for EB-5 money nationwide. Without congressional authorization, the EB-5 program will expire in September. And Leahy says his support for that authorization depends on those reforms.
If these reforms don't go through, we will not have an EB-5 program because Senator Grassley and I will certainly do everything to block it.
Leahy says the reforms have strong bipartisan support, but Republican leadership in the House has been a consistent roadblock. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.